Coach, how was your first spring camp as a defensive coordinator?
It was fun. It really was. It was really fun. Educational as well. I thought the kids did a good job.
What was the biggest thing you learned about your defense in spring?
That the less we put in, the faster they play. And so we got to a point where we started to kind of force install just to get it on film so we can teach for fall camp. But you can tell, you can see the screws turning out there. Those guys are just a little bit too much. So try to keep it simple and just make sure that they're playing fast. Because I think they're able when they're playing and everybody's sound. We give up big plays when we make mistakes.
How far along in the install are you personally?
It's almost all in. And there's just a couple of things late that we want to put in that we probably should have waited to fall camp anyways. But it was good. I mean, there's a lot that's in. The base package is in. A lot of the pressures and all that stuff is in.
Coach Satagi mentioned the linebackers. From your eyes, what position group had the biggest improvement in spring camp?
You know, they all had some improvement. I think the first backer group is really talented. But you know, the backup linebacker group got better. I thought they all got better. I loved how the corners competed. You know, early on it was real difficult just because we're asking them to do something different, and they responded to the challenge and it looked good. And the D line is getting better. There's still a lot of improvement to be made. A couple of guys that we got to get back, but I thought all groups made some huge improvements.
Transitioning to the 4-3, what has been the biggest stumbling block or obstacle in making that transition?
Probably teaching the D line that it's okay to go make a play instead of holding up a block. You know, a lot of times I think just what they've been used to is holding blocks the whole time, and I think in the defense that we're morphing to, it's you know, you block the backers, the D line have to make the tackles. You block the D line, the backers are going to make the tackles or the safeties. And so it's trying to free them up to let them know that it's okay to come off of a block and make a play. I think they're getting it and they made improvements, but there's still a lot of technique improvement to be made. And Coach Garfuzzi is doing a great job with those guys. They're just, you know, coming along slowly.
What about this defense will keep you up at night in the next 4 months?
I think the part that keeps me, as well as I think anybody else up at night, is just if you've got enough depth, you know, at certain spots. And so we'll go out and we'll recruit and we'll try to make sure that we secure the depth at every position. But depth is always the question. You lose a guy, you know, you're playing with the second guy. If you don't feel comfortable with him, it's always something that's going to keep you up.
Is there one particular position on the defense that you're thin at?
I feel pretty good about the backers. If we can get the D linemen back healthy, I think we'll be okay. The corners, we'd like to get a little bit more depth there. They're battling and they're competing. But that's probably going to be the one spot we want to make sure we secure.
Is that kind of the next big step for coaches right now, is hitting the recruiting trail, or are you guys around for?
Yeah, and we'll hit the recruiting trail for next year's class. And so this year's class is pretty much sewn up and done. But we'll go and recruit for next year.
So are you going with the baseball team and the Mustache Mafia deal?
I was trying. My wife won't touch me, so I don't know how long I can do that. She's just keeping away from me. Whenever she talks to me, she puts her hand up. So okay, keep going. For the baseball team.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any concerns that Kai Nakua won't be healthy for fall?
No. I think that his rehab is coming along okay. Uh-huh. I think he'll be fine.
How important is he going to be to this defense?
You know, adding, like I said, to the depth and all that stuff, I think it's important. We've got a lot of youth, you know, in the secondary at the safety spot, and so bringing him back is going to be huge. I mean, he's a big part of this defense.